Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, which, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Week one of the preseason is behind us.
How you feeling, everybody? And I think it's mostly... I do like the consistent messaging that we've been getting, though, from the couple callers that we've taken today, which is, I know it is preseason. Mm-hmm. I do have some things on my mind that are kind of troubling me, but I'm not going over the cliff right now, which is exactly how you should feel if you have negatives on it. If you have positives, you need to say the same thing, which is, it's one preseason game. Let's see if it's strung together. Like the Shooter Sanders thing we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's one preseason game. He could be chunkage throughout the rest of this, and like it's all for naught.
Yeah, so it really was just a week of talking points, a week of excitement, and that's it, right? It could absolutely happen.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, this is where I prefer the college route, where it's peak paranoia. No one knows anything until like week one. I love that stuff. Where the most you'll get is reports from internally of their camps of like, oh, I really like this player. Everyone thought Florida State was great last year based off the internal dialogue that everyone was getting. There were no preseason games to see if DJ Ungalele was any good or if their defense had retooled or not. There was nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And we're going to get the AP poll today. That is coming out, I think, at noon today. We already got the coaches poll, what have you.
Right.
We'll know who the top 25 are. There will be a team in there, probably more than one, that are garbage.
And they're like, hang on, you're not supposed to
that
be
are,
here.
That do not meet the expectations they had. But a lot of those expectations happen because there's absolutely nothing you can learn. For like a month and a half,
there's no
preseason. It is zero dark 30. You get very few reports. Everything is behind closed doors. And you just hope and pray the information you got is somewhat correct.
I do love that.
It is so good.
I do love the mystery.
Now, I will say it does lead to some week one games being disasters. A few years ago, Alabama played USC. This is right before Sam Darnold starts. He ends up starting later that year and they end up actually going on to the Rose Bowl. But they play Alabama in Dallas. It was one of those neutral site games. It's a blowout. It's horrendous.
Yep.
A few years ago as well, Alabama, Michigan, Denard Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Disaster. You have those games. But you will also have the surprise teams that catch everyone. Arizona State last year. They were picked last in the Big 12. They win the darn thing.
Yeah.
They look, hook 'em horns, baby. They had them dead to right.
Yeah. They did. They were getting...
Texas has to score on a fourth down.
Yes, they did make it a little scary in that game. And I will say, though, it's always fun to have the mystery, though. I love mystery.
Love the mystery.
Mystery is fun. Mystery and intrigue are always fun, especially if you don't see other teams. And
Cold
like,
War paranoia, baby.
Yes. How good are you really? How good are we really? Like, it's...
What information do you believe? What's being fed to you? It's the best.
Yeah, it's kind of like... It's kind of fun. I do kind of want that for the NFL. Mostly because I don't know the appetite of a two-game preseason, for example. If the NFL moves to its 18th game, which they desperately want.
Yeah, we kind of know that is coming.
It's going to have to come with the trade-off of the entire preseason. Because who's going to care about two preseason games? I'll tell you who won't. NFL teams.
You wonder though if owners will still want that one, because that's the thing. It's going to be split. You'll have one home, one
NFL
away.
NFL owners and NFL teams are probably the difference in this.
Is that we want that
coaching
one more
staffs,
game.
Coaching staffs do not care. They it's not that they don't care. It's that they don't want to worry too much about it because it's bland planning
mm-hmm.
and it's looking at the depth of your team. It's not
it's too
the
much,
starters
and
at
it's
that
too
point.
Much chaos.
And with only two games, you're either playing the starters in the first one, or you're not
mm-hmm.
at all. Done.
Yep.
We're done with the conversation at that point. With 90 players, what is the point?
Yeah.
And the NFLPA would push back on, reducing training camp roster sizes.
And that's the big negative of that, though, isn't it? I mean, like the preseason, having three of them, there will be guys who are just simply not NFL roster players, but they can get on camp, and then they can play in some of these games. A lot of these are on NFL Network, so it's to a certain extent national television. Like, they get their moments. Here, a perfect example, too, as well. We're talking about Sanders there. Who would know anything good about Shedeur Sanders up to this point if it weren't for he played a preseason game? He wasn't getting any reps.
He wasn't getting reps
on the Bills. Tyrell Shavers. It would just be camp. And you know, you can differentiate, you can separate yourself from others in practice too, but we've mentioned you sort of have to marry the two between the preseason games and practice. Now, if it just goes to practice, or likely what would start to happen, I think, in earnest, is what the Bills are going to be doing this week, which is the joint practices.
I think here, Steven Gosnell. That's game body.
Yeah.
He makes a fun little catch in practice because there were so many injuries to wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you don't suspect he's going to make a roster.
Or last year. Andreessen.
Right.
He's now there. He's now seemingly in pole position to be their backup middle linebacker. But if fans only know he's on the roster and there's only – and I think this does play a little bit of a role in it. Only a little bit of noise because we're not seeing him all the time. Really what I think for most of us got to he should be on the roster was last year's Pittsburgh game.
And Christian Wilkerson. Mm-hmm. Wilkerson has a ultimately incomplete catch – because he's out of bounds.
But boy, did that look good. Yeah, one-hand catch on the sideline. It's good in college, not so good in the NFL and in high school, but...
Yeah, right. It's high school you need 2 feet into.
I'll never...
And college is like, no, we're going to stay with one. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'll never
At this
never
point,
like
fix
that.
It. It's not... It gets the players to not have to worry about adjusting at that point.
Yeah, it's kind of bogus.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's very bogus. But players like that, though... And if you're not going to have three preseason games, if it goes down to two, I look at it as a coaching staff and going, why am I wasting my time with 90 players?
Like, what am I doing here?
What am I doing here?
I can just be getting ready for week one. I mean, college.
They're just preparing
for
week
one. They spend 3 months getting ready for the week one opponent. Ohio State and Texas have been spending too long getting ready for each other.
Which is kind of hilarious if a team puts up a dud in week one like that. Because like
I think
okay,
for me, it also proves just how good the other team was. I think that's always how I've taken it, is that it's like, okay, we've now figured out the talent issue. Like one team is going to be better than the other.
But I think that's the case in college. But like, in the NFL, if I'm a coach, I'm not wanting to have to worry about this. I want to just get to game planning at that point.
Which makes complete sense to McDermott's point, too, of like we don't game plan for specific teams. Why waste the time?
Why waste the time? And
especially when you have Baltimore week one, that's your start of the season?
If you only have two preseason games, what is it that is going to benefit at that point? Who really benefits from this? And the answer only is the pocketbooks.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But coaches, and even like your top-end roster players – why are you here?
I think we kind of found that out in 2020 when there was no preseason because of the pandemic. Defenses struggled a little bit in the first month. There was a lot of high scoring. I remember. I don't know the exact stats, but I remember that was a big thing. A lot of scoring. Offenses were on fire, the whole thing. But ultimately, we all kind of figured out in 2020, we don't really need the preseason. Camp, practicing, getting reps in practice, like that's where it matters, the nitty-gritty. The behind closed doors things. That's really what matters. And the preseason, is to sell tickets. And to that point as well, we brought this up on pregame on Saturday. It's a cheaper way for families to go. We mentioned that.
Yes.
And you know, it's the last game in Highmark Stadium. It was a chance for families to go and to enjoy the afternoon and maybe not stay the entire time. That's the thing, too. There's no stress to it.
Yeah, you don't have to stay the whole game.
If the kiddos are tired because it's 90 degrees outside and you're baking in the sun, it's all good. Who cares?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So the game is close. It doesn't count. And so I guess that would maybe be my one continuous push to have the preseason, as much as I don't really like it. is that it is a cheaper way for families to go, and I still want that to be available.
I still want that to be available too, which is why take as long as you need to with that 18th game.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Your thoughts on game number one of the preseason. Another tweet in here. Frank, D-line not getting home, getting stood straight up, and Daquan Jones just taking up a bit of a roster spot here. You know, the Daquan Jones thing, I still want him on the roster because I don't know what I'm going to get from the rookies right away. I just don't, and I don't want to have to rely on them immediately.
If Ogunjobi wasn't suspended, sure.
But that's the thing. You're going to need him because I don't know what I'm getting in the rookies, and the body count will be low, not due to injuries, due to suspensions, but the D-line, again, there were flash plays, and there were. Deion Walker had a very good PFF grade, and to be fair, every time he was in, you saw something. The Dancing Bear comp was on full display. He looked awesome. But in 51 pass attempts, the Bills registered zero sacks. I watched an uncomfortable amount of Chicago and Miami yesterday. Zach Wilson was sacked 4 times.
Is that also... Here I am about to trash Miami's O-line, and it's not like the Giants are known for their offensive line prowess.
And it's not like they were trouting out their prime Russell Wilson, or that Tommy DeVito and Jameis Winston are these nimble athletes that just, man, they're escape artists. Johnny Manziel learned from them. No. And so that is something, too. Again, the flash plays were there. But that is something, even in the preseason, I do think Bills fans are going to need to see. I know I'll need to see, is that they are starting to get home. Like 2 years ago, they were one of like the top 5 units in terms of sack numbers. I think last year they were middle of the pack. It was a steep drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of it, too, because their pressure numbers were better than the Eagles in the regular season. Their QB hit numbers were pretty darn good. I brought this up with Greg Rousseau. He's top 10 in most of those categories.
And then when it mattered most.
But in sacks, he's like 28th. And he led the team in sacks at 8.
And again, when it mattered most, mm-hmm. the last time the fans saw the Buffalo Bills play football.
Yeah, Rousseau was sort of not just a non-factor, a bit of a negative factor, especially in terms of how he set the run.
And that was your best pass rusher.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that is absolutely going to be something. It's a minor thing, because how much can you really take from the preseason? We've talked that to death.
And on the other
side,
though,
the idea of seeing Javon Salman get home, Alandon Jackson get home, TJ Sanders register a sack, or Bosa, you know, that's kind of, you know, not to necessarily the money and the term, but he is sort of your big addition of, he's going to be the guy that helps us unlock more of Greg Rousseau. He is himself going to help us down the line.
And Bosa was one of the things you could actually take away that was a positive in that game.
Yeah.
So the small snap shares for the starters is also something about it too. But you want to see your depth actually do something, because that's what's rotating in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see them playing against backups and making plays themselves. And if they're not, are we in for more of the painful stuff that we had this past year, which is a middle-of-the-pack passing rush that does not ultimately get home when it matters most?
Yep. And that's the thing. Like, depth is all fine and dandy until it's bad depth. Like, I look at the Eagles in both their Super Bowls and what they were able to do on the defensive line. It's all good depth. I mean, this is why guys like Milton, I'm blanking on his first name, he gets a big contract after the Super Bowl. Josh Sweat gets a big contract after the Super Bowl. His pressure numbers weren't Greg Rousseau's. Sack numbers were. Sack numbers were better.
Because he's getting to there at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to be able to finish plays. Like even TJ Sanders with that hit on Dart.
It's a nice play to see, and I'm excited to see it.
It's a nice first look.
Mm-hmm.
But when the snaps get real and the score is kept for real, you need to get home.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here until 12 o'clock, where Sabres Live will take over. This is WGR.